A new week and a new challenge on WA's Biggest Scab. And Angie, you set a ripper this week.
Think art, think technology, think construction, and then think backyard.
Okay.
I want to know what the coolest thing someone has made.
And straight away, Karatha, you did not disappoint. You sent me some great messages. A few people just sent through The Nation, and I thought...
Built The Nation!
I thought that's a good one. You know, down in the southwest, you've built a couple of blocks of cheese in the southwest, they pointed out. But
how dare you.
We built a nation. I like that.
Do you enjoy the food that you eat? Do you enjoy the clothes on your back?
Sue wrote in saying, future generations. I thought, that's good, Sue. That's
no,
good.
Kids don't count, no matter how fancy you make it sound.
And then it's fair to say, you got a bit annoyed at me about pumping up the people of Karatha. You've built the future generations, Karatha. You built the nation, Pilbara. But what have you built in your own backyard? Let us know.
God, talk about building an ego. Triple M.
But enough mucking around. We chatted to Simon, who'd ended up building a raft out of milk bottles.
We decided, well, we best, you know, go down and do something impressive. So we built a 17 foot by about 7 foot wide boat with 2,500 milk bottles.
Now, this worked? You got it floated?
Yeah, it floated. We managed to get, the first attempt, we had a 17 foot boat. And we got 96 kids on board before it sunk. And then the second time, it got extended another 5 feet because we put a paddle wheel and everything on it with bikes to power it.
Yep.
And that one floated about, I think it was 120 kids, at which point it gave up.
And then we had a great chat to Derek, who's managed to build, with his own hands, a trike, a three-wheeled motorbike. How did he do it?
Basically, to get that bike, I've sacrificed three other Yamahas. So it's sort of, it was just done as a laugh at first, you know what I mean? Like, just to see if I could do it. And I sort of undernard. And the more I measured up, I thought, you know, this will bloody work.
Now, you're a bit of a handyman around the house. Are you dabbling in other things as well?
Yeah. A little bit, most of my friends are into, you know, souped up cars and four wheel drives and stuff like that. So it's all like I've been doing it, like as I said, with my dad being involved in Speedway at Nickel Bay actually for a long, long time. He started racing sidecars there, and yeah, so he built all his own stuff. So just sort of picked up from him, you know what I mean?
Like
just. It just became normal.
I think it looks incredible. I'm sure you get many offers to buy it. If you had to part ways with it, what would be the asking bid, Derek?
Well, I'd hate to admit it, but the price, it would have been cheaper to buy the kit. Like, to build that bike again, you wouldn't get much change out of about 25, 30 grand.
Yeah, well, I reckon keep it in your shed. I reckon it's a keeper.
Yeah, oh, for sure. It's currently sitting in the shed in 100 pieces at the moment because I've decided to rebuild it again. So.
Oh, nice.
It never stops. It's never like a hot rod.